We're at the end of Simon Shinhei. Okay, so we...
Is this something the mice in Shinhei, except for someone that owns a dog?
Well, right now, what we're doing now is very... You say this, Dick, we're going to try to finish up, and then tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, with our Shinva, which is very nugget. Okay. So, last week we jumped around for different reasons, but, okay, we're at the end. We're at Shinhei Yurches. Okay? Shinhei Yurches is built off of the Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lam Vav on the Beis. Gives a list of Isurei Durabanan on Shabbos and Yontav, Ve'elu Hei Mishum Shavuos, Lo Olin Bi'ilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, Ve'lo Roch V'Nagabe Behemo, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. And then the Gemara over there gives reasons. So the Gemara says, you don't, Lo Olin Bi'ilan on Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yitlo, she's going to come to pull off a branch. Lo roch v'nagabe behema. The maskan of the Gemara there is gzeira shem yachdos mora. You're going to take off. Also, you're going to take off a branch from a tree to hit the horse and go giddy up, giddy up. That's English. Okay. Now the Rush brings down Yerushalmi, who wants to say that the problem is shvisas behema. That sounds like riding on the animals. The problem is shvisas behema. The Beis Yosef doesn't understand Yerushalmi because we hold that chai no seyas atzmo. Okay, to carry in a rishus harabim is an issa daraisa. But if you carry a 2-year-old, if you carry a newborn baby, they can't walk, so it's not a din chai no seyas atzmo, I think. But if you carry a 2-year-old who can walk, so then it's only asa midrabana. And usually by behemas, as long as she's a behema by daraisa, not by the rabana. So that's the kasha that Beis Yosef asks on this Yerushalmi. And he says that already in, look at Shinhei Chaf Beis, which is another one of the sifim we need to do tonight. Look at Shinhei Chaf Beis. Mi sheyesh lo na'ar ein Yehudi. He has a non-Jewish... Okay, there's kind of a lot here. We did it back in Reish Vav. There's an issa shvisas behema, your animal has to rest on Shabbos, you can't do malach on Shabbos. Reish Memvav, I think it was. There's an iser of mechamer to have the animal make the animal go and carry a load. That's mechamer. Now, if it's your animal, you're over in both. If it's someone else's animal, usually there's no shoes of behemoth, if it's not my animal, but there's mechamer. I tell the animal to go and carry a load, and he goes and he carries a load on Shabbos. He carries outside. What? They're two separate things. But a lot of times you have both. Okay, so here, Shinhei Chabez. He's going to get the behemoth something to drink. He's taking him to the river, yeah? And he's going to ride on the animal. You don't have to stop him. Oh, she's a behemoth. He's carrying a load. He's carrying a person. No. Why? You don't have to stop him. Because since he's carrying a person who can walk, it's only us in the Rabbanon. And when it's only us in the Rabbanon, it's not Shach the Behema. Behema is only us in the Minatur. But if you want to put on the animal your hat and your jacket and your who knows what, your teak, so that you have to stop him. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ayin Hay, on the bottom of the page, by Sif Chav Beis, Ratzel Lomit, the Ein Chal is a Sheimasa. It's not considered a burden, a human being. She had Tzach Lamano, they have to stop him. And not just a human being, anyone that can walk. Nay, she says Behemto. The Aftimai, the Mindachai Nos, is Atom Rak Midor Aisa, Tol Yidin Dor Aisa, Chai Nos, is Atmo. Ava Midor Abanon, Chai Nos, is Atmo. Still also, you can't carry a 2-year-old outside the Eru, Midor Abanon. The Alkain, also Lo Adam Lisa Tinok Bishabis. By behemah, it's only daraisa, not derabanan. And therefore, by a person, or even by an animal, I assume, chai no seyas atzmo is going to be okay. Mishmas have gotten ayin vav, but you can't put your clothing on him. What about the saddle? The ukuf, avav ukuf, lekak peda, the bottle, gabi arochev. The saddle is bottle to the rochev, it's not considered that he's schlepping your stuff. Okay, so you see from this machaber, I mean, you can't bring a raya to a Beis Yosef from a machaber, but the machaber holds, it's, my understanding is this is muskam. The achayno says atzmo means that the animal's allowed to do it. There's no shisus behema when he, to ride on an animal. It's only to have him schlep things, not people. Okay, so the Beis Yosef asks, how can the Rosh bring down, how can Yerushalmi say that the problem with riding an animal, she says behema, there's no she's behema by riding an animal, because of Chayim Nosei Asatzma. So the Beis Yosef himself answers the kasha, says maybe the reason is, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos? So the Babli says, because you're going to take off, pull off a branch to hit the animal, say, faster, faster, giddy up. Okay, the Yerushalmi, brought down by the Rosh, says that it's a problem of Shvisas Behema. So the Beis Yosef, when he brings it down, says, how could it be a problem of Shvisas Behema? There's no Shvisas Behema by a person riding on an animal. There's no Shvisas Behema when you load him up with a masa, with the stuff. Not with a person. Chai no se satzmo. Even by a human being, by a Jew, if I carry a person, I'm only also in the Rabbanon. That is, the Rabbanon is not shayach to a Behema. So the Beis Yosef gives one answer. He wants to say that maybe Shvisas Behema is not just not doing official malachas, but the animal has to shove it, has to rest. It's not called resting to carry people. That's the Beis Yosef wants to say. It's still a Shvisas Behema issue, even though there's no technical Shvisas Behema, because the animal's not resting on Shabbos if he's schlepping you on his back. There's a Drisha, a Prisha, and that's somehow the problem here of.
Therefore,
that's how he's explaining why the Yerushalmi says that riding an animal is a Shvisas Behema problem. Even though there's no real Shvisas Behema by carrying people, because the Chai no says Atzmo. So, you know, technically, it's not over a Melacha Daraisa, but it's not resting. And his whole deal in the Drisha, he's going to drink, he's thirsty, and it's not a big deal to carry with him. He has a whole, what's a kedai for the animal to do? Is it kedai for the animal to have a person on his back and get to the water, not get to the water? What's the big deal? I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think, says it's not that the person going on the animal is itself a problem of Shvisas Behema. But once the person going on the animal, so then I'm going to put my stuff on the animal. So the problem is not me. The problem is it's going to lead to she's not going to just going to carry me, which is not a problem. He's going to carry my stuff. Once I start loading him up with stuff, I need a drink. I need a this. I need a that. So that's the problem that the Yerushalmi is referring to.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean, it means it's going to lead to a problem of Jesus' behemoth. I think that's what Aruch HaShulchan understands. It's going to lead. Okay. Now, in general, you see from this Mishnah, there's a comparison, a hashba'ah, between the Issa Derabbanan of going on a behemoth and the Issa Derabbanan of going on a tree. Okay, we're going to get to trees at length, I think, Simon Shin Lamed Vav. We're not there yet. And over here we have a little bit about behemoths. Now, there's one difference. The difference is that the tree doesn't have tsar if you put something on him on Shabbos or you don't take something off on Shabbos. And the behemoth does have tsar. So whenever there's tsar balei chayim, which we, there's a discussion in Gemara, Bela Matthias, Doraisa, Dorabanan, and we assume it's Doraisa.
Oh,
yeah? So whenever we have it, this Baragoyla, Bishapur, they don't bring it down. Whenever there's a tsar balei chayim issue, so then we push away the Issa Dorabanan of not using the behema. It means a tree. You can't put something on a tree. You can't take something off a tree. When it comes to a behema, you can't put something on the behema unless it's to help the behema because he's the tzar. But you can take something, you can take the load off the behema. Even though normally you shouldn't be allowed to do that, you can't take the famous story with the stipler, a load, the masa, the chafatzim. Famous story with the stipler, he was in the Russian army and he needed a coat, and the coat was hanging on a tree, and it was Friday night, and he wouldn't take the coat off the tree. It was Pikuach Nefesh, he had all Dion, and he spent the whole night being done. Is it Pikuach Nefesh this second? I can last another minute, 2 minutes, and the whole morning, the whole night, he didn't put on the coat.
They didn't hear it good because of that, no?
I don't know.
He didn't hear it good
because he didn't have a coat? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Okay, later. That part I don't know. So, wherever it's Shaykh, it's Tzav HaLechayim, so then it's not. That's where we separate trees from animals. You can't take anything off the tree, but you can't take off the animal because of Tzav HaLechayim. Okay, we'll see that in a minute. Okay, also, the whole discussion about using the sides of the animal is also tzdadin, is also tzidet tzdadin, is going to be mutter. What does it mean? Tzdadin, tzidet tzdadin. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's try to finish up. Shin he yud ches. Ein roch agabi behema. You can't ride on a behema. The Mishnah brings down the Bavli, and in Ois Nun Beis in the Shara Tzion, he brings down the Yerushalmi. He brings down the Kasha, doesn't bring down the Teretz. He says, I am a Beis Yosef, and I am in the Levush.
Is was, right?
No, it's the Rabban. It's there. It's a Shavuot. It's a Rabban. What's the Daraisa? So the riding on the animals is the Rabbanim, because you might come to cut off a branch from a tree. That's Daraisa.
Rather to drive to rent an animal than drive a car. Right?
It's worse to drive a car.
Yeah.
It's worse to drive a car. Car is the Araisa, certainly on Shabbos.
Yeah.
There's a whole discussion of Shlomo Zalman. He had a whole discussion about riding a bicycle on Shabbos. So they try. So the poskim tried to explain why you're not allowed to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. It's not so posh it why you're not allowed to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. When I was a kid growing up, the rule is, it's not Shabbos day, some things you don't do on Shabbos. You know, you can't point to exactly what's wrong with it. So this was a whole thing here, tries to do different. So I like best the Orlet Tzion. Rabbi Tzion Abishal says, Me'ikra din it's mutter, but it's begadet dover ha'mutter shacher nogubo iser. Don't do it. So the reason from Shlomo Zalman, but if someone has a pikuach nefesh situation, his choice is a behema or a bicycle. Take the bicycle. The behema is mamish nisa derabban. The behema, the bicycles, you know, technically might be mutter. Actually, you don't do it. You shouldn't do it. Talk about a tricycle. You know, the little kid, the three wheels for the kids. Okay, that's okay. He's a little kid. I'm talking about. Just the things you don't do on Shabbos, even if you can't exactly pinpoint exactly what's if. They try to bring down different Isurim, but it's very. They all want to say it's awesome.
Bezim, you're allowed to do it. He doesn't know why people don't do it.
Well, we don't do it. Right. Yeah. Okay, little nitzan aleh, you can't hang things on a behema. Anything that's related to what's lo nitzlam aleh? I think you can't hang things. Be tole, right?
Yeah.
Can't hang things on the behema. Okay, any shimush behema.
You can't hang yourself.
Is that what it is? Like hanging yourself?
Leaning
on it. The filu b'tzida also. So even the side of the animals also the shama. But tzidei tzdadin, which is more further removed, could go and shadaver acher munach al tzida, something on the side of the animal, and you want to be mishtamish on that thing that's on the side of the animal, that's going to be mutter. It's not so simple. It's hard to explain. By trees, it's more understandable. Because they say, like, when the horse is carrying the agala, it's not called tzidei tzdadin. It's all considered tzidei behema, it's all going to be aser. Shlomo Zalman wants to say like this. I don't know why, there should be a way to work it out that it's not a problem, Mishtamish Behema, but the first Agala, if that's a horse is leading an Agala. The first Agala is Tzide Behema Zasa. But if the second Agala is attached to the first Agala, then you could be in the second Agala. Assuming there's no Shvisis Behema problem because it's not your animal, there's no Machamer because you're not the one leading the animal, there's a guy who's leading the animal. In terms of being Mishtamish Behema, The second agalah is okay, the first agalah is not okay. So I would think that there's a way to create, again, Jew couldn't do it because the machamish is a behema, but should be a way that there's something on the animal, and then you attach the first agalah to that thing that's on the animal. I don't know why that wouldn't be mutter, but I guess that's not how they did it. I don't know. I don't have a horse and buggy in my backyard. I don't know. Okay, right there. Okay. Fine. So there's this chilik between tzadin and tzidet tzadin. That's the Gemara. And the Shabbos, tzadin is also tzidet mutter. It's more further removed. The question is what that means and how to work that practice. If someone goes on the animal b'mezid, he's allowed to get off. If someone climbs a tree, b'mezid, he knows it's us, I'm climbing the tree anyway, and then he feels bad, he has to stay on top of the tree until after Shabbos, not to come down. It's a knas.
Knowing about the story with the Beruchim,
he stayed
in the bathroom all Shabbos because he discovered that if he opens the door, the light turns on.
Okay. So, Mishum Tzabah Lechayim, this is not Shabbos by a Behemah. If you go up a Behemah on Shabbos, which you weren't allowed to do, even Behemah, he's allowed to come down. Umitam zeh, from the same reason of tzar bali chayim, porkin masu ishala. It's allowed to take off a load that's on the behemah. Again, even though these things you wouldn't be allowed to do when it comes to a tree, you're allowed to do when it comes to a behemah. Keter oseh, how should he do it? He should do it. Bishinoi, machlis rosho tachas amasu, misalko tzar achav, unofel, me'elav. A discussion of his muksa stuff and how to do it, and we discuss it back in Rishon Lechav a little bit. Right, I got. V'asa leishav al karon she'ainu yudi manhigo b'shavas and shem shemishtamish bebehema. You're now to sit in the wagon that's being drawn by a horse because of mishtamish bebehema. Gam shelo yachdov zmara. Also, you shouldn't come to cut off the branch. So here, the Bira Alocha, Dibaratzal Gam, what do you mean Gam? The whole Issa Mishnah Behema, according to the Bavli, is Shalo Yachtov Zmora. It sounds like it's two different things. So it says, no, that's not what it means. It's Mishnah Behema. There's an Issa between Mishnah Behema, even if there's no fear that you're going to cut off a branch to hit the horse. Even if you're in a desert. Because Chazal Asr, riding on a Behema. They gave a reason. If the reason is not in Oged, it's still going to be Asr. Here he's saying, the reason you have the Issa, and the reason is also Nogay over here, because even though you're riding in the Agalah, it's still shy for you to be the guy to go giddy up and hit him with his Mora, and you might come take off the branch on Shabbos. Okay, that is Yud Ches. Yud Tes, we did last week. Chaf Aleph, we did last week. Chaf Beis, we just did. We have Chaf, and we have Chaf Gimel. Okay, we gotta move. Okay, Chaf is all about milking animals on Shabbos, which in America, you never even see a cow, so it never comes up. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. You have all these kibbutzim and yeshuvim, and they have cows, and they have these big farms, and they have milk. And, okay, so the Gemara has a machlekes in Shabbos Tadihei, if milking a cow is asa min atar, asa min derabanan. If it's asa min atar, the Gemara says it's mefarek, mishum dash, it's like schita, like squeezing out the wine from the grapes, aleph. Okay, now is it really the Raisa? Mishabura brings down Magen Avraham brings down the Rambam that it's asa min atar. And now it's asa min atar, if someone does it on Shabbos, the milk is muksa. The Torah says, because just like if you squeeze grapes and olives on Shabbos, or even if it comes out by itself, it's going to be muksa. So at the end of the year, it's going to be muksa. But once you're not to drink it, so mamela, it becomes muksa. There's nothing to do with it. Okay, so that's the inside. So what do you do? So now, milking a cow does two things. One is you need to drink milk. It's good for you. Makes you strong and healthy. The other thing is that the cow needs to be milked, otherwise the cow is going to be a bit tzar. There's a tzar bali chayim factor.
Mutu, same thing.
You're allowed to ask a guy to milk the animal for you on Shabbos because of tzar bali chayim. Shechalav mitzara. The milk causes pain to the cow, to the goat, whatever it is. V'achalav asur bo bayom. The Eish Omrim should tzarech liknosom in Agoy b'davar mor shalehei nira kecholev v'tzarech Yisrael. Now it looks like he's doing it for the Jew. Sorry. This Eish Omrim, the Grub points out, Mishabur brings it down. This second opinion disagrees with the first opinion. He says, no, there's no such heter of Amir la'akam by milking cows. So you have to get him to do it for himself. And how do you do that? By paying him. You hear the milk is yours. You milk the cow, and now I'm going to pay you. So here, the Shulchan Aruch Mako says, you know, davar mua. You just give him a little bit. You know, it's really the Jew's milk. He's milking the cow, and to make it kedai and less Amir la'akam dick, like he's doing it for himself and not for you, you're gonna pay him. There are shittas that say, no, you gotta pay him the full value of the milk. The Mishmur says, the minig is like the first opinion, that Amir la'akam by milking cows is mutter on Shabbos.
If he doesn't have akum, is that good?
What if he doesn't have an akum? So, if he doesn't have a guy to do it, so it's tzar bali chayim. So the Chazon Ish says like this. There's a shita, the Ramban and the Ran. It's not everyone agrees, but the Ramban and the Ran hold that if you do schita and the shemen, the yayin, goes li'ibud, goes down the drain, goes in the garbage, then it's not aser min haTorah. It's not dosh at all. So it's not dosh at all. So b'shas l'chak, the Chazon Ish allows them to a Jew can b'shas l'chak milk the cow, but he can't save the milk. And as long as he doesn't save the milk, he can say the Ramban of the Ran, that is not a problem of of Dash. The other thing they do is they have machines nowadays. So they say as long as you can put the, attach the machine to the animal, and then the clock turns on the machine at 12 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, you attach all the animals, and then the machine goes by itself. That's another way of doing it. One of the Sfarim, Shmuel Shabbos, said, I don't know, it was written a long time ago, he wants to say that the machines don't, you can't attach it. It works through like the whatever. If the machine's off, it won't attach to the animal, it's a problem. So then they talk about maybe, is there a way to do that? That the first milk goes le'ibud, and then the second milk is okay, so they have to work it out. The simplest way is to have the guy do it. Or if they can really attach it to the machine beforehand. Okay, same thing applies to a woman who's nursing and the baby doesn't want to eat for whatever reason, so the woman is in pain. So a woman also, she's allowed to, not the chatzila, but b'di'evi, she's in pain, she's allowed to pump with a hand pump, as long as she puts some soap into the kli, so the milk goes li'ibud, and that's the heter for a woman to relieve the pain and pressure of the built-up milk. Okay, this is a big sugya here in Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning, Chazon Ish has a lot to say on it. Yeah, the from kibbutzim.
What they do today?
Yeah, you'd have goyim. I have goyim. Goyim or machines or both?
Machines is the chatzila. You
think I think they were okay. I from what I saw, I thought that the machines were okay. Yeah, if the machine was off, I saw it was okay. I don't remember if it was Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa or Chashabbos. Okay, I'll try to finish up. Chav Gimel. Mutulim Sosus Opero Chamor L'Ro Eina Yudi. We can give over an animal to a Goyish, a shepherd. So, there's different ways of understanding that Machaber. Some want to say that you don't have to worry. Here it sounds like even though the Goy is using your animal to do Malacha, is no problem. So someone says, what do you mean it's no problem? Of course it's a problem. She says, behema, you're not allowed to lend your animal to a guy and he's going to work your animal. But here, one way of understanding the Mechara is not what he means. What he means is a roe tzon. The roe is not allowed to work the animals. So he's not going to work the animal. He gets caught. He's going to lose his job as a shepherd. So you don't have to be afraid that he's going to use your animal on Shabbos and be over. And she says, behema, it's not going to be a problem. That's one mahalach. There are other mahalachim. Kevin Shlomi Das is Osev. Ain't a mountain the schiras me manu. Whatever he does is not midas. Do you throw out?
I didn't get it.
It doesn't sound like that from the Mechaber at all. What?
Takes out monkeys to
shepherd.
Monkeys? Yeah. Donkeys. Chamorim.
Chamorim, donkeys. What?
Chamorim, or kvasim.
Whatever it is.
Why you allowed to give him his donkey?
Because here he's. So one mahalach is that he's a roeh.
Okay.
He's not allowed to work with the animal, and he's mirsas. He's afraid. He's not gonna. If he gets caught, he's gonna lose
why
his job. Because he, I don't know why. Why is there a parnasa called a shepherd, roeh tzon? What do you need?
To
go eat, whatever. But if you see him working your animal, you have to stop him. That's what Mishmiras Sivkat and Ayin Ches. It's not the pashtus of the Mechaber. The pashtus of the Mechaber sounds like, as long as you don't know about it, it's okay. Which is a skira to what we learned back in Reish Memva. That's what the Bir Halacha points out here. Dibur Masle V'Af Al Pi. He brings down the Graz, a different Mahalach. I understood the Graz Mahalach was more, not that you were having the animal do work, but you were doing work to the animal. That's what I understood. So the problem of the guy is doing a work for the animal, so it looks like the Jew sent the guy to do work for the animal. As long as the Jew doesn't know about it, Jew's not there, so the guy can do whatever he wants with the animal. But that's not how, I don't know if it's, that's why I understood the girl. I don't know if that's how the Bir Halacha understood the girl. I got a question in Lachash Ero, Yotio So Chutz Tchum, Da Tchum Adirabanan. Tchum Adirabanan, you don't have to worry, he's going to take your animal out of the Tchum. The bottom line of the Mishabura, Yesh Machmir, last Mishabura, Sivkat and Pei, Yesh Machmir, Medavar Sholem Solo B'Shabbos, not to give to a shepherd. But Olam Nogin Kayam Heter Medavar, the Olam is Meku, to give to the shepherd. And the Sharatzin has a question, what does that mean?